Blue Apron, Take Back Dinner. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have some of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. And then we try to figure out which one is a lie. And you know what, Jessica?
What?
This podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron,
woo!
The meal kit delivery service. We will play a commercial later on in the podcast. Would you please introduce our guests?
I would love to. To my left, this gentleman right here was the first, forgive me, because I've been sick, so I just read it's okay. Online.
Yeah. I wrote all of that.
Okay, all right.
It's the first lie.
Okay. You're the first South American to have a Netflix special,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's pretty freaking
wow.
Cool.
And the last. They were like, we don't need this.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Who cares about those people? They don't even have money. They have pesos. That's not money.
He's been on Comedy Central.
Nice.
He's super funny. This is Fabrizio Copano.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
I mean, it's actually Copano, but yeah, it was close enough. Okay. You know, people say Capana, so this is, yeah, that was pretty good.
All right. Thank
Wonderful.
You for coming
today.
No,
really
thank you for having
show.
Me. Yeah, I love to be here.
Can you, is your culture okay with lying?
It's the basics of my culture. It's a lie, you know?
She's like, never been to South America.
The way we live our lives is lying. And the crazy thing is, like, it works really well. You know, like truth is not that like a great system.
Yes,
I think, especially for
you
democracy.
Hurt people's feelings.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, people lie to not hurt people's feelings. I feel right. Like the more like you get in a hassle with someone you think is a fucking liar, it turns out they just don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and then they make this big old mess. That's what I think, anyway.
Our
next guest.
Yes. let's save the best for last. So next.
Come on.
Jeez.
This guy across
from me.
You have to look him in the face every
go.
Night. Yeah. Why would you do that to this guy?
Every
point?
Night? What do you think? We sleep together?
No, we work together.
Do you think Matt's nice to me every day?
Yes.
He's nice to me.
I'm nicer to you than I am to anyone else.
Well, thank you. Than everybody else.
Will you please introduce our
He is a door
guest.
Guy. He is super funny. If he doesn't get himself into trouble, he's going to do really well in this business.
What does that mean?
That was pretty clear. Okay.
He has a great personality. He's bubbly. Matt Lockwood.
Yay, Matt
Woo!
Lockwood.
What's up?
Thank
bubbly.
You for coming and sharing your time.
Thank
Love
you.
Bubbles. Do you do a podcast yet?
It's in the works.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I too close to
the Well, no, you're a little loud, and it's not you. It's the system. Please continue.
Okay. Fuck the system.
All right, well, it's nice to have you, Matt. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Can't wait to lie and tell the truth.
There you go.
My two
there
favorite things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. And then across from him, this gentleman, I've tried to get him on the podcast several times, but you know how those AGT folks are.
How about we not group all the AGT people together? Because we are different.
No, but I love him to death. He is so funny. This is Preacher Lawson.
Welcome to the show, Preacher Lawson.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. And our two on-air producers will be sharing their own camera in the control room as we have three guests today. Everybody, Austin Walker and Mr. Michael Evans.
Ooh, hi there.
Yay. Put yourselves on camera.
We're making
Yay.
Sweet love back here.
Yeah,
well,
you
we
are.
We look good. We
I
look really good.
I see it already. I see it already.
He kissed me. He really did already kiss me.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so everyone, Jessica's a little under the weather. That's why her hair looks like that. Jesus Christ.
That's why you look like shit.
I put a band on.
I know, it didn't help. Anyway.
Did you knit that?
No.
Anyway, so why don't we just jump into it? I think that Fabrizio should start.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to go around. Everyone's going to tell their first story. And then everyone will tell their second story. And we will ask questions. People are playing along live. And just so you know, and Austin will be, we'll go to Austin. He's on the iPad and he will relay any questions that anybody in the audience has. For people that are listening on like Spotify and all that kind of jazz, iTunes, know that we stream live Mondays at 4:30-ish from the Comedy Store's YouTube page and most Fridays at 8:30-ish. And if you could do us a big favor and leave us a review, rate us, you know, go to our own YouTube page. We have animations.
Yes.
We have live shows. We have special episodes that we put on there that don't necessarily get on here.
If you like us, subscribe to the Liars Club on YouTube.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
And if you don't watch it and you only listen to it on Podbean or whatever, just subscribe for us.
All right. Okay, your turn. For
now
this
I'm ready.
Yes.
Now I'm ready to finally start this first story.
Okay.
Well, as you were saying, I'm from Latin America, so I'm going to bring a story with drugs. And because, well, yeah, okay. I mean, it's part of, like, what I have to bring to the table. You know, it's, like, my thing. Okay. So this is a story from 2007. We used to have a TV show there called The Comedy Club. Uh-huh. You know, we never paid royalties for any of this, but we used a show with that name for many years, and it was a big success in our country. So,
well, to be fair, I don't think anybody here has named a show.
Really?
The Comedy Club.
Oh, okay.
I think
maybe
really,
not. Maybe
no.
not.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's Spain. That I'm confused.
And what country specifically are you from?
I'm from Chile.
Okay. I just wanted to.
Okay.
That's the long one.
Yeah. You know where?
Okay. Oh.
Great. Wow. That was mind blowing. Like,
she says that about every man, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Chile in South America. And we created this show, and it was a big success. So one day we get a call to do a private gig, and it was a birthday of a kid. So we were like, we can try, why not? And they offer a lot of money. So we say yes. And the story gets started when, like, we decided to say yes. It's me and five comedy friends, and we're in a van.
Is this the same group you do the Comedy Central thing with, that you travel with, the group?
No, that's a different group.
Okay.
But they
and
also,
were you
like
the producer of this show?
No. I was just one of the comics.
Okay.
So producer is like a big name for the person who was like doing this show for us. It was not like really producing. It was just a guy. I mean, there was no comedy in Chile for that show.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it was all new for everyone.
Right.
So,
you know, producers don't really do much.
Everywhere in the world?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. No, I'm kidding.
But the thing is, we were driving to this, like, instead of going to the rich part of town, the place where we thought we were going, you know, because they offer a lot of money, we were going to, like, the poor part of town. And then we get to a big house in the middle of nowhere. And, we assume immediately that this guy was, like, a drug dealer, you know, like a, because it was a huge house in the middle of, like, a horrible neighborhood.
And there was a tiger.
And there was a tiger at the door. And no, there was no tiger because, you know, like, that's illegal and those guys have boundaries. But they had, like, a big, big backyard. And there was a Coachella stage. I mean, it was, like,
in the backyard?
In the backyard of this guy. And four chairs or five chairs in the front of the stage. So
it's like, you better make them laugh or you're going to die.
And you're like in front of, I mean, they were like kids. They were like 15 and their parents were like around in the back. But the show was for these five teenagers. So you were like, okay, we can't say.
They don't have any friends?
For this kid? No, you have like five friends. He was like this kid and his five friends watching this show. And we were like, okay, we should do it. I mean, we can't say no to when we're already here. It was so weird. Like, we were like, we should go. We should, like, try to make it work. I don't know. So we did the show, and it was really nice. I mean, the show kind of, I mean, it was weird just because it was, like, five teenagers in front of us. But we make it work. And, after the show, we met the parents. And, I mean, I don't know if these guys were, like, drug dealers or anything, but, like, they looked like. But they were super nice. They paid us in cash, and we left that place.
That's your story.
That's my first story.
How old were you at the time? Because you look so young now. You're like the Ralph Macho of Latino comedy.
I was 19.
He looks like Ralph Macho, though, right? You know, from the Karate Kid?
Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah. This is not the first time I heard that.
Okay,
yeah.
I was explaining it to her because she's like, Ralph Macho, what the fuck is a Ralph Macho?
I was 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You look very young.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I shaved today.
And how much time did you do? How many people, how many comedians were there?
We were seven comics.
Seven comics.
That was the full show, the full TV show. The whole crew was seven comics.
Uh-huh.
So they brought like the whole
How much
cast.
Did you get paid?
Equivalency. I'm trying to figure out because, we have pesos.
You guys can ask questions too, by the way.
They don't care
I'm
about
I'm just trying to think of my life, okay?
Okay,
I know
you look so serious over there. I was like, damn.
I don't know how they do this.
Not fucking around.
I know.
I'm going to get caught.
You throw me first under the bus. I don't know if this is working. Like, this
no.
Is, I mean,
questions.
Expect it to be, just say that. This is supposed to be funny?
I don't know.
No, it can be anything.
I mean, I think the story is kind of scary more than funny.
Your story seems scary.
Yeah,
but it seems like you had a great time.
This is the beauty of the story is at the end we learn that these drug dealers are great people. They're super nice. They pay you in cash, and that's better than any other comedy gig I ever done in my life.
Wow.
How much did they pay you?
I was trying to make the numbers because it's like.
Can you tell us how many it was in pesos?
No, it was in pesos. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
can
was
you
like.
Tell us that number.
8 millones, 8 millions.
And how much
pesos
is that?
Pesos have a lot of zeros, so it's like you guys gonna
you
get
said
confused.
8 million pesos.
8 million pesos.
Get out.
That's like 150 bucks.
I know.
With that, you can pay. But Chilean pesos, not Mexican pesos.
Oh, okay. Different
pesos? So how much?
There's a lot of pesos. Like, first of all, there's a lot of countries, and there's a lot of currencies.
I just found out that Portugal is not in South America.
What?
I always thought it was.
No, yeah, it's in Europe.
Really?
You got Spain.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
My sister is in Portugal.
And you were like, oh, how is...
I was like, I thought you went to Europe. I said, I am. And then I...
No, it's not. But, yeah, I mean, it's... Well, they conquer Brazil, so there's a lot of Portuguese people over there.
Austin, do we have any comments?
Melody Martinez wants everybody to know that Chilean Karate Kid's first story is a lie. He quickly explained away Jessica and Felicia's concerns, and that leaves him with some loose stop gaps
please,
in the story. There,
you know, questions. I need. Yeah, I mean, if loose, I mean, of course, I'm trying to tell this story in a language that I'm not native. You know, like I'm struggling with my English.
Look at this,
and
motherfucker.
No one is helping.
Look at him over
and
there.
No one is helping. Everyone in silence
already with
was
that
just,
shit
like waiting
already?
For me to break. So, like, you know, I break.
So how did the gig go? Like, how'd you feel on stage? It was for very few people, right?
I mean, it was like every open mic in LA, you know?
But
it was okay. I mean, it wasn't a bad show at all. I don't remember it was a bad show. I remember it was an okay show.
How much time did you do?
I mean, we were like seven.
Yeah,
so everyone made like, I don't know, eight.
Yeah.
So they're reacting like normal show-going happy people? Did they have like a vibe of like...
No, they were fans.
Huh.
Oh, they were fans of the show, so
yeah.
they were just
They were just
excited.
Having a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that dynamic. You guys had a successful show going at the time.
I'm famous in my country.
Okay.
I'm really famous. You know, you're in front of a famous person, but you're not excited because it's your home country. You know?
I'm excited. Don't say that. We're all excited.
No, it's hard to move from our country.
Well, me, Preacher, he's famous in our country.
Not really, but I mean, I'm not.
Look, he just wants to think about his fucking story.
I'm trying, and you're ruining it.
Melody Martinez is doubling down, said you're getting defensive. It's a lie.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. I'm tired of this harassment from that woman.
It's a man, actually.
We actually think it's a man.
I don't care. I don't see gender. I'm post-gender.
Also, there's been a short consensus.
And you understand English, motherfucker. Anyway, go ahead.
There's been a short poll and argument online on whether or not Jessica's headband was acceptable. It turns out it is acceptable. So congratulations.
Yeah, I approve of the headband too. That's a good
there
one.
Was a there was a thing, a quiz, whatever you call it, a poll.
A poll.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, so let's move along since Preacher is sweating balls over there. Let's go to Matt Lockwood.
Wait. So at the end we will make a big vote
at the end. Yeah.
You still have to tell one more.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember?
And one has to be true and one is not true.
How many pesos am I going to get paid for this?
You're going to get 5 billion pesos.
It's like $6.
Yeah, it's like $6.
I didn't know there was different pesos.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you keep it straight? Can you exchange them for...
You can change like one country for the next country? Yeah. I mean, the problem is like Argentinian pesos are like in the trash.
Why are they all called pesos? Why not call something
else? There's different dollars.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
What?
Canadian dollar?
Oh, but that's Canadian.
I feel like that's two countries.
No, but we call them like Chilean pesos, Mexican pesos. We just call them like just pesos. We go like country by country. And yeah, I mean, Venezuelan pesos are like death because it's like super poor country. And Chilean pesos are doing pretty well because we're a very successful country. Thank you.
What's your major export?
Copper.
Really?
And wine.
I think I'm going to have a good chance with Matt's stories here, like, because I'm 2 for 2 on... I thought the same thing about Portugal, and I thought the same shit about the pesos.
What the hell?
Isn't it crazy to learn Portugal is in Europe?
Yeah, that's wild, huh?
Especially at the comedy store.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a little weird.
All right, start your story.
Mine is also about drugs, more focused on drugs, though. I went to me and my friends, Peter and Justin...
Peter and Justin.
Peter spells his name.
That's a lie.
P-I-E-T-E-R.
There's not such a Peter and Justin there.
Wow, that's odd.
We went to Panama City Beach, Florida, which is a popular spring break destination if you live in the Midwest. It's like a 22-hour drive. We rode in the back of a pickup truck with a mattress. His parents, Peter's
the
parents
whole way.
Drove. Yeah.
No cab on the back?
Yeah, we had a cab on the back. Of course
we
did.
Oh, there was a camper shell?
Yeah, we're not going to, on the highway?
I've been in the back of the
truck. No, we were like, we were all laying on a mattress, three high school boys watching movies on an iPad.
on an iPad? How long ago was this?
I don't know, 2009, 2008? Mm. High school. Mm. Whatever, maybe it wasn't an iPad, maybe it was a laptop. I picture it as an iPad. You know, our memories are actually, we think they're true, but they're not. That's a true fact. I watch Netflix.
I remember when I was traveling and I was so excited I got a portable DVD player.
Yeah, those rules. Oh, maybe it was
that. A portable
that.
DVD player. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was like 2005, though. That was way before. So anyways. So we're in PCB, as we call it. Popular destination for young people. That's the first place I ever drank alcohol. Gatorade and Southern Comfort. It's Panama City Beach.
So that's what I drank.
Orange Gatorade.
First time drinking was Southern Comfort.
Yeah. 18 years old, baby. But we're on the beach late at night. We're drinking. And we see this thing in the sand, like buried underneath a sand tree. A bush. You know those bushes that are in the sand on the beach? I don't know what they're called.
Those are called girls. Girls.
Girl. Yeah, the girl. It was buried underneath a girl. But it's like that. It was. We go and find it, and it's like this. Fucking. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch. You ready? Watch. Yeah. Squirt. 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 You can do whatever you want
that's
on
nasty.
This.
But it's like this brick of marijuana in a big plastic bag. But it's like this huge. It's like, you know, this big or whatever.
Uh huh.
And so we grab it and
can you show how big it was again?
Like this?
Does that suss out? Is that
that's
correct?
Not big enough.
Okay.
Well, not for his fucking country. This is America.
Well, how many pesos you can buy with that?
I have no idea. It depends on which country
you
pesos.
Say brick, that looked more like a center block.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. No,
like
there's big bricks. And so bricks come in different sizes. So we pull it out, and then...
bricks come in different sizes.
They do! I'm the only smart person here.
Who didn't know where Portugal was.
Well, now I do, though. I used to be dumb. Now I'm smart.
You can be smart and not know where Portugal is at.
Yes, of course you can.
Yes.
Of course you can.
I mean, I thought it was in South... I was, like, 100% sure it was in South America. So we pull this out, and then we're, like, talking about what to do with it. Because none of us smoke. We're Christians. Uh-huh. And... we're drinking for the first time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And that was like a big deal.
And you knew it was marijuana.
Yeah, you could tell. I mean, based on like movies or whatever we'd seen.
And the iPad, the movies that you watched.
Yeah, on the way down.
Yeah, yeah,
we watched, we watched like Blow and Cheech and Chong movies the whole way down.
Blow was a movie.
Blow? Yeah. It's a great movie with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, have you never seen it?
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh, it's so good.
You should watch it. And the fucking big fat guy from Remember the Titans, Ethan Suplee. Right? Is that him?
I don't know, but I just remember the movie being really good.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we should all watch it sometime, actually, Matt, huh?
You want to watch it now?
What did you do with the marijuana?
So we took it, and then we're on the beach. We're, like, talking about what to do with it. Do we sell it? Do we put it back? And then some guy starts yelling, and it says, you know, it's a dark beach. It's very scary. And so we just took off running with the marijuana. And we're running down the beach, and then we run onto the street. And
who was carrying the marijuana? Were you?
Justin
carrying?
Was carrying. Okay. I didn't want to touch it. Though. I don't want to go to jail or whatever. I'm a Christian. and so we run and get to like a mini golf course, windmills and stuff
Such,
like that.
Yes.
and they want to split up, but they're both like in shape, and I'm. And so
Matt's
we
lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I used to be way bigger, especially in high school. And I say no, and then we're on the mini golf course. We're like hiding behind like the house or whatever. You have to hit the ball through, and if you hit it correctly, it goes down, and you get a hole in one. But if you don't, you're fucked. You have to keep trying, and it spins or whatever.
So you hide that brick in that little hole?
No, we are hiding.
Oh,
we're still holding it.
Oh, you're in the house?
Yeah.
Where you... Okay.
You're holding the big brick.
I'm not. My friend Justin
okay.
is. Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to touch it. Fingerprints. They do DNA.
But you don't need two people to, like, hold it?
It's not heavy, no.
Oh, okay.
And they're athletic. Justin was very strong. But the break, okay. He was a wakeboarder.
Okay.
Wakeboarder.
Have you ever wakeboarded?
No.
I think you have to be strong because you have to hold the rope.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've done that. I have done that.
It's like skiing behind a boat, but on a board instead of skis.
That's a little easier than skiing.
You think it's easier?
Yeah, because you can hold on to the rope. You don't have to stand up.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I did.
You knee-boarded.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's when you're on your knees. Okay. This is like knee-boarding on your feet. You don't have to stand up. You went tubing. That's what you did.
I'm embarrassed for you, Jessica. He got that out of me like that.
I'm sure you've been on your knees a lot.
Yes. Hey. I don't, just shut up.
Anyway.
Not lately, though.
So then the guy is, you know, walking around the course trying to find us. We see him, and then we just left the
brick. What does he look like?
It was dark. I don't know. He was white.
That's all you saw?
Shoulder-length hair.
What was
a little shorter than shoulder-length hair. Hey, give me that back. Come back here, you kids.
Give me that unspecified size brick. Give me that brick.
I don't remember. It was this like one of the more scared moments I've ever had in my life. You know, I'm shaking. I've never been in trouble before. I'm a Christian.
Does this, Austin, does this sound like ring true to you?
A Florida story? Yeah, it does sound like something that could happen in Panama City Beach. Never heard anybody refer to it as PCB, though,
PCB,
as long
baby.
As I lived
oh,
in
that's what we always call it.
Central Florida. But, yeah, you got some people chiming in online. Ken Lofgren's not buying the SoCo Gatorade mix. He says SoCo Dr. Pepper, sure, but that's just nasty, the SoCo Gatorade
Yeah,
deal.
What flavor Gatorade?
It is. It was orange Gatorade. I mean, I've never drank before. I don't know how to mix that.
Oh, my God. Peach is going to have a fucking heart attack when he tells his story.
Mark Melvin's also calling BS on this one, and Crazy Stoner is chiming in with bong rips for Jesus.
Yes.
I don't know how anybody can act like they're getting a true read on this dude yet, though.
Matt,
I need another story.
Matt always seems like he's lying, so this is going to be very hard. And your story, though, sounds like a cross between The Goonies and Overboard to me.
I've never seen Overboard.
Well, Overboard, he didn't talk about a rich husband. And
also, no, but he was building a mini golf course.
What's the similarities with The Goonies?
Fuck, Jessica. When she takes a leap, she takes a leap. All right, that's, I think, a good first starting a story. Now, Preacher, it is your turn.
Are you ready?
But can you adjust the mic a little bit towards you? Yeah, just yeah. Okay. There you go.
All right. Well,
okay.
When I was 19, I had a birthday.
Okay.
That's true. Sounds legit.
Sounds legitimate.
I've had one of those, and everyone forgot. That one birthday, it was pretty stupid. My brother remembered, but he didn't have any money, so he was like, I'm gonna take you out, but you gotta get me.
And Justin is how much younger than you?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that because he seems like the younger one.
So he said what? That you have to get me? What does
I had
that
to
mean?
Pay for his lunch when he took me out. So
your older brother?
Yeah.
By how many years is he older?
About 2 years. So okay. he's about 21. All well, right. I mean, if I turned 19, that means he was 20. So he's like a year and a half.
Okay.
So I got pulled over by a cop because when I was mad that everyone forgot about my birthday. And when you're driving, you're upset and you go a little faster sometimes. Uh-huh. So I went fast and then the cop pulled me over.
Are you serious? You were like, everyone forgot my birthday.
I was mad. Well, I
can relate to that.
I was mad. I can be mad if someone forgot my birthday.
Are you the youngest one?
I am the youngest, nobody cared.
Your
like
mama didn't care?
She was like, not really. She was like, she gave me some gifts or something. Like, she gave me some gifts. She didn't even wrap it. She was like, here's a board game. And I was like, all right.
At 19, she gave you a board game?
I don't remember what she gave me. I just made something
up. Here's a Gatorade. All
right. No, but she just gave me something. I just remember it wasn't wrapped. And I was like, I don't care about gifts. I just want to do something.
Right.
Fast.
That was
the... Yeah, I mean, and then my best friend at the time, Marvell, he didn't...
Marvell.
That's his name. He forgot it was my birthday, and I was on the phone with this girl who... This girl came...
Is today your birthday?
Today's my birthday, and I'm 19. whatever. So everyone forgot. So I was speeding, and the cop came, and he was like, hey, man, it was a black cop. And I was like, yes! I was excited. It's not saying that white cops are bad, but like, if you're white, you want a white cop, okay? If you're white, you're not hoping, like, hope there's a black cop coming. Because then they're going to be like, tables
you want
turned.
A cop for your own race.
Yeah, you want your own race.
Yeah.
You want a cop for your own
I'm
race.
Looking for a cop
you
for like
do
a
not, you don't
Latino
want a black cop.
That's yeah,
exactly.
What I mean.
And when you get one, you kind of like, hey.
Hola, hola.
Yeah.
Sábado gigante.
I said that in my head. I'm glad you said it out loud. And then he pulled me over, and then I was trying to act tough because I was from Memphis. And I'm still from Memphis, but I was like... I was in Memphis at the time, so I was just trying to be tough.
I just stopped in Memphis. I was on a road trip. We stopped in Memphis and met Rob Love.
Oh!
We did a mic.
He's like the deadpan comedian, right?
I don't know. He was very nice.
Oh, you didn't see his comedy? He's like super energetic. I was trying to be funny. He's like
no,
super.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think he's...
No. He's like not. He's like the exact opposite. Yeah. And,
you okay? You okay, baby?
He's great. He's dope. I know who you're talking about, the black dude.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Rob Little.
No.
Yeah, Rob Love, that's my homie. Yeah, he's dope.
This story's got you for clamped, man.
Anyway, so I got pulled over, and then he was like, you know how fast we were going? And I was like, man, I don't care how fast I was going. Then he...
No, you did not.
I was trying to be... It was real dumb. And then he put me in cuffs, put me in the back of the car. And then I don't think the door closed fully before I started crying. I was crying. And,
this is checking out.
I was like, this is my birthday. And then I heard him talking to the supervisor. He's like, it is his birthday. And then he lets me go. He's like, stop speeding. I clean it up before I see my brother. And then I get in the car. My brother just seen me flip out. So He's like, hey, everything all good? And I was like, yeah, man. And tell him it's my birthday, you know. And let me go. And then that was it.
That's the story?
That's the story.
That's a good story.
You did a lot of like emotions.
You did awesome. Yeah. And I almost automatically believe it because I have 18 and a son who just turned 20 and fuck their birthdays, right? Fuck their birthdays. They don't do shit for me. They're on their own. I don't have to do shit for them anymore. So that's part of the story, I do believe.
His mom is super nice. She still goes to his shows and stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't mean she doesn't love him. And that
she's
not
vegan
nice.
With him, too.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
They're vegan together.
Wow.
And that's a great mom.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good mama.
Thank you.
Any questions online, Austin?
Leah just chimed in, said she's not sure... But is it just her, or does Preacher's Mike look bigger than everyone else's?
He's closer to the camera. That's why. It's angles. It's the angle. It's an angle issue.
Whatever you need to believe, brother.
It's the angle.
She also says that black cops are always friendlier in her experience. Lisa says... same race cop is good. Always going to get off on those. But
thanks,
same
Lisa.
Gender cops,
same
guaranteed cop. Tickets every time.
I don't know. I feel like more women give me tickets because they're like, I'm trying to show you that I'm, you know what I mean?
Like, I've never been, and when I've been pulled over, never thought, oh, I hope it's a white cop. I always thought, I hope it's not a woman. you know what I mean? Like, if we're going
to
be out, when you get a woman, you're like, I'm sorry, and she's like, she doesn't buy that shit at all. She's like, you know.
I had 3 speeding tickets before I was 18.
Uh-huh.
And,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And I got one, I was in my new Honda, you know, sporting it, you know, it was looking good. And I had
you said Honda?
Honda.
And then looking good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, when you're 18.
Yeah. Well, I was like 16 or 17. But then I had three people in the car with me. I had my girlfriend and her guy and my guy. They were both black, though. So then I got pulled over by a white guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was not giving us any... Like, he wanted to make sure my dad knew where I was.
Right.
Knew that I was with these... black gentleman, you know.
I like how you paused like you were gonna say something else.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
And did your dad know where you were?
He knew I was out.
Did he know you were with black gentlemen?
No, I tried to keep that away from him a lot because he.
He's what? She's what?
Is that why you were dating them?
Dating.
I did. I like everybody. You know what? You're talking about Big Mike's. The best one I ever had was Portuguese.
The best Mike?
You had a big Portuguese mic? What the fuck is going on?
They have, like, good audio systems over there? Like, that's the joke about? That's the tech joke? Well,
and I'm very curious about that story.
What kind of car were you driving?
I was, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me?
Are we still on my stuff? I thought we was done.
No,
we're
asking
done.
Questions. We can ask.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were done.
No, you ain't out of the car.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember, but like, it was.
Don't give it up. Don't give it up.
I'm not giving up.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Just
say
I
any
just
car.
Don't
you
remember.
Don't remember your first don't, car? You don't
say Honda.
How do you know it was my first car?
Because
it was my first
okay,
car.
Okay.
But it was like a Chevy. You know me? It was like a Chevy.
Chevy. The
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was like a Chevy something. I don't remember it, but it was a Chevy.
You don't know. I mean, who cares about
yeah,
cars?
It doesn't even matter. Yeah.
Because
did
it's little details that matter.
Four-door,
yeah.
Two-door?
Four-door. It was
okay.
Four-door.
Did you ever get laid in that vehicle?
You said what? Oh, I didn't get my first kiss till the year before.
Year before that.
My first kiss I got when I was 18. So I
was, are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Playing Truth or Dare.
Really?
Yeah, there's some girl that didn't even want to kiss me.
Really?
I'm serious.
Wow.
And I counted it. I don't care. I mean, I'm cool. I caught up now. I'm just saying before.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Before.
I caught up now.
Wow.
So you had never done anything in that car with a girl?
I'd never had a girlfriend.
Wow. This is getting... this is going to a different direction. You know? Like,
no wonder nobody remembered your birthday. What a fucking loser.
Your mom's probably like, this motherfucker ain't getting no one.
Fuck him.
So messed up, man. Come on, man.
I'm just hoping that's a lie, you know?
All right.
For your sake. For your sake.
Those are all three very good stories.
Pretty
and,
much everybody online has come to a consensus that all three first stories are a lie. Lisa believes
I mean,
you're pretty true.
What kind of stupid
else.
Will be if we like the first three stories were lie? You know, like... We're smart. We're playing the game. One
yeah,
of us is
yes.
like, yeah, we
yeah.
can be
we'll
like that
see.
Dumb.
We'll see. But I tend to agree with everybody on the line. When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
My second story.
Please.
Okay. This story is like 4 years ago? 5 years ago, maybe? You don't even know. This story happened in New York. I was with a friend, and he invited me to a party. And this party was in a warehouse, so it was like this size. And there was like 500 people. You know, like it was crazy.
The size of the Comedy Store.
No, the size of this room. I mean, it was like super small. Not this room. I'm exaggerating.
Like the belly room or something like that.
Yeah.
A smaller room. Yeah.
And it was like a
lot of
people.
But there was 500 people there, you're saying?
I'm just exaggerating again.
Okay.
It's not a real number.
But it was packed.
It was packed. It was crazy packed. So I was with a friend, and we were like hanging out and like, you know, having fun and whatever. And then in a corner, there was a famous person. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to get in trouble.
Ariana Grande.
The story. No, I'm going to tell a fake name, but you're going to get it. There was this famous singer, Wiley Myers. Like Wiley,
okay.
You know, like something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, okay. You might as well say her name, bro.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want the comedy store getting in trouble with this.
We said
or legal
way worse.
Because
yeah.
The story is going to take a weird turn.
Oh, okay.
That's
all
why.
Right. Okay.
So we were there. And
what was she doing in the corner?
She was having fun. It was
okay.
Part of the party. Like, she was in the party.
Okay.
And she was with two other friends, and they're, like, having fun and whatever. And the party kept going, and people started leaving. You know, there's less and less people. And at the end, it was just, like, a small group. And we were kind of, like, in the same group with Wiley.
Okay.
You know? So she was in the corner, and we were, like, you know, getting all together because we were not that many people dancing and having fun. It was, like, really, really early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, hey, do you guys want to go to the bathroom? And I was like, why? I already pee. I don't need to go to the bathroom. That's when my friend was like, no, there's another reason why people go to the bathroom in the middle of a party.
To poop.
To poop. Exactly.
Poop
it was like, we're going to poop all together? So we went to this bathroom,
uh-huh.
And I never like tried this before,
uh-huh.
Like even doing cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, maybe I have to yeah, this is like, if it's coming from these people, mm-hmm. for sure it's healthier. You know, like, probably is good for you. Like, probably is like the best ever.
I would think from your country you could get the best, most pure.
I mean, that's racist, but it's fine. I'm going to move on.
No, it's like Venezuela, right?
Yeah, yeah. Not Chile. No, Chile is really clean. It's pretty great. You should go
there.
You
don't grow the coca leaves?
The coca leaves? No, we don't grow the coca leaves. Mm. I think that happened in other countries, but we produce some of it. But we're not like, yeah, it's more like Colombia and more Bolivia. Well, the thing is, like, those countries from Europe that you've never been. So the thing is, the story ends when, like, I see this coming, and I was like, you know, I have to do it for not just for me, for my people. Uh-huh. You know, I was right. like, I was like the ambassador right. of Chile in that yeah. in that party. Yeah. and
this
I,
is for Chile.
And I, yeah, it was the shape of Chile. Actually, like, the, it was the same shape of the country. And I did it, and I'm still awake from that day. I'm still, I mean, it was the first time I did it, and I did, like, this with this famous person. Uh-huh. And that's my story. That's
okay.
my story.
And when this person did it, like, did they do a massive amount of it, or just a little freeze on? Like, what?
Because it was my first experience with uh-huh. this, I don't know how much. I mean, it's like the brick. It's big enough. It's small. And you don't know how much is like the uh-huh. right prescription.
Can you kind of draw it with your finger?
So about 3 inches.
Wow, you're an expert.
2.5 inches.
I just like you just make a little movement, and you're like, wow, that's yeah. yeah. Okay.
Well, you start sweating, and you're 2.5 inches.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Uh-huh. We're talking about the drugs, right?
That's yeah, right. yeah.
We're talking about my dick. We're talking about.
Okay.
No, we were talking about the drugs.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So that's your first time?
Yeah. And the last.
How old are you now?
I'm not a huge fan of. Huh?
How old are you now?
30. Uh-huh.
That's a lie. I was.
In South America, we.
You wanted to protect
here you go,
people.
Ask some questions again.
You wanted to, sorry, so you didn't say her name because you didn't want people to find out that Miley Cyrus
does
drugs.
I'm not part of this.
I did think the same thing. I was like, you don't listen to her music,
yeah.
bro. Like,
yeah, that's all she talks about is doing drugs. I think people know.
I don't want to get in trouble. I know podcasts are like a place where comics get in trouble. I'm trying to save my ass here. I don't want to say her name.
Okay, I just can't believe that you've been in the business since you're how old? 18 years old?
When I was 13, I started writing for a newspaper.
Right, but in the comedy business, in the show business, how long have you been in show business?
I started doing stand-up when I was 16,
uh-huh.
and then I get a TV show when I was 17.
So you're telling me that you were famous in your country, and that from the age of 17 on, in the entertainment business,
mm-hmm.
In a country that produces and cuts the cocaine... And you never saw fucking cocaine or how to go about
this
cocaine.
This is the thing.
You're lying.
Let me ask you this. My question I would like to pose to everybody.
Everyone is attacking me now.
Okay, I would like to know, do liberal celebrities that care about the environment use straws to do cocaine?
What?
This is before the straw debacle, though.
Oh,
yeah,
he said five years ago.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know if we can put that on her.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus is so hot.
The straw debate, I think, is like the less important part of the story, maybe? Like the
all parts of the story are important, but was it a straw or was it a rolled up dollar bill?
How did you do it?
It was a rolled peso. sorry, what?
How did you do it?
There was a dollar.
It was a dollar.
It was a dollar.
Which nostril?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
That's a good question.
Which nostril do you lead with?
I'm trying to remember, but I think I think this one.
And did you get it all?
No.
Because I know like my first time, I accidentally blew it some of it.
No. I mean, I'm sure like I get like...
Well, you were 12.
So how'd it feel?
It felt like... It was a party. It was like 6 a.m. I was really tired. I was drunk and whatever. And felt like, oh, now I can write a book. You know, like my mind. I was like...
You had been drinking a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, I was really drunk. And then suddenly I was like, oh, I can, you know, I can do the TED Talk if I want.
How long did that last?
Effect last? Yeah. A lot. I was in the Alphabet City and I walked to Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. That's weird, man, because I thought it would last like 15 minutes.
You never done coke?
No, I've never done it.
Me neither.
No, I've never done it, though. I think you've done it.
I've never done it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing it. In the, well, I was like, okay, you've done it for real?
No.
Oh, okay. I just don't
so
wanna,
why you guys know how this works?
Because I Googled it, all right?
I have a lot of friends.
That's
have,
not how this works.
I don't
works.
Have friends. I Googled
I mean,
it,
actually,
though.
Actually, also, I don't know if it, that was, like, the right... I don't even know if it was, like, real cocaine, because it was my first time and last time, too, so I didn't
was
have
it,
experience.
Was it Wiley's cocaine?
Yeah.
Okay.
She makes... pulled it out of her... Or her, he pulled her, it out of their pocket.
Them pull it out of their pocket, yeah. Yeah.
Nah, she's got to have someone carry that. Celebrities don't keep that shit on themselves.
That's very good. Yeah. Point.
I think you guys... I mean, yeah. I'm the only one that's been a celebrity, not in this country. Not in this country. And I know how this works, you know? Like, you are telling me how is the celebrity lifestyle, man.
I mean, maybe in your continent they carry it differently, but...
We carry because no one expects for us to carry it, you know? No. Everyone's like, of course, going to be the friend, and then you... You know?
Yeah, hold on. I don't know about the whole...
Celebrities were smart. We're the smart people.
Matt, you said you've never done coke?
No, I've never done coke.
So I think here's the thing about carrying it or not carrying it. If you've ever done coke, if you're doing coke for the night and you want to do coke, you want and you bought coke or you have coke available to you, you want to have the fucking... I want to hold it. You want to have the bag.
Yeah, but if,
not
you're,
if you're a celebrity.
Yeah, if you're a celebrity, everyone just wants to hang out with you. So they're not going to, you know, they're not going to... Yeah, I get what you're saying, but
I mean,
if you're a celebrity,
I mean
it's
once again... In,
what do you think?
She also, could put her hand up and go, I want coke, and everyone would fucking hand
that's
her coke.
I mean, that's very worse.
in regard to that artist claiming a situation like this, exactly like his story, she's got a line in a song that's everyone in line for the bathroom trying to get a line in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's okay to say Miley Cyrus does
you
coke.
Know, I know.
Stop doing that, man. Please.
You know who's really upset right now? Fucking Dilly Day.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Dilly.
Who's that?
Her dad. Or his dad.
Oh, he was there too.
5 years ago?
No, that part was a lie. Not the rest of the story that
Dilly
I told
Day?
You.
Who's Dilly Day? Her dad?
Yeah. We're not saying names?
Dilly Ray.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was like, shut up. I was like, what the fuck is going
Smiles.
On? Am I
the
stroking out? Wow. Everyone got that but me. My
I was a little behind myself.
Oh, no. Austin, what are people saying online?
Well, you have done something, Fabs, that has not been done on this show where you completely swayed the entire audience to believe that you're now lying and that the first one was true. That just was so unbelievable that it can't possibly be
true. One of the stories is true. So.
That's very true, yeah. Yeah. All right. Oh, let's go to Matt.
Yeah, let's go to Matt.
Okay.
This one's a spooky one for Halloween.
Okay.
Because it's Halloween season.
Why do you keep blowing to the side?
Because I don't like
my bad. Camera. I didn't know.
I lost sound on my headphones.
Is it bothering you?
Sorry.
There it is. Oh, yep.
No, don't stop.
It's back?
Stop.
No, it now was, it's gone again. What? It was back.
Okay.
So I used to show chickens and rabbits at the Kent County Youth Fair in Michigan. And
you did used to show chickens and rabbits?
Yeah.
Sorry. What is that?
A chicken is like a little animal. It's like a bird.
No. I mean,
a rabbit. Is.
I understand that part, but I'm confused about the second part. What,
like 4-H?
You just show them. Like
it's like 4-H.
It's like a pageant, for animals.
Oh, so like if they're beautiful, like it's like
And
you like perform a vet check essentially, and then they judge.
Do they have that in your country where show chickens?
No, we don't show them.
No,
we hide them.
Cockfights. I used to show heifers though. So continue.
No, you showed my ex-wife. So I...
You showed heifers?
You were married?
No, I tried to make a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, you showed heifers. Where'd you keep that at the trailer park? I mean, the
No, because I lived in the city, you know, trailer park and all. So they kept the heifers in a pen. Like, they were on borrow.
Oh, you borrowed a heifer to show?
Yeah, like we would go and train them.
Oh, you didn't even raise them?
No.
That's like... Fucking cheating.
Yeah.
That's like some heifer cheating.
Well, I'm sorry.
I thought you had to raise those.
I put time in with the chickens and with the rabbits. I used to hang out with the chickens.
We went every week.
Okay. I was there every day. Actually, it was my dad's house. So I was there every other weekend. Okay. But my dad raised them.
So I saw my heifer more than you saw your chicken and rabbit.
No. Sometimes I bring them back to my mom's house. And she gave them back. But so my dad lived in Ada, which is like a suburb of not really a suburb, it's the country. And there was this legend called the Ada Witch.
Uh-huh.
And my dad's joke is that he was married to her, but whatever. And there was a house in Ada where she used to live that was abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And the big story was that if you go to the house, it's haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and all my 4-H friends.
By the ghost of chicken past.
Yeah. We drove there one night. Well, we went to the Walmart or Target or whatever it was. Oh, Meijer. It's called Meijer.
What? Where are you from again?
Michigan.
Oh, they had Target up there? How long ago?
Target's everywhere.
We didn't have Target.
Target's not even American.
But he's much younger than you.
I didn't know that.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh. And so we go, we get flashlights, and I guess that's all we bought. Yeah. Because what else do you need to ghost hunt, you know? So we drive to this house, and we get out.
You guessed that's all you bought.
Christy, well, I just don't remember. Christy was driving.
And this is?
Christy?
Uh-huh.
She's my friend, Christy Bowers.
Okay.
She was, her dad was the leader of our 4-H group. Well, the 4-H group that branched off of the other 4-H group.
Okay.
That I joined and then left a couple years later.
Was Christy a horse girl?
No. We don't fuck with horse people.
Yeah.
The horse people are the worst people alive.
Gotcha.
What is horse people?
People that show horses.
The girls that show horses are the most evil people on the planet.
Are people showing it? Why are you showing these animals? Like, yeah. They're already there. Like, you don't need to show them.
It is a crazy
I can
concept.
See the animals. You don't need to show me the animals.
No, you like take them out and you know, you...
Where you're showing
bodies.
The animals.
And then there's judges and they try to pick which one is the most beautiful, which one is the most...
Showmanship's based on the person.
You know, like a dog
show? The breed judges.
Oh, yeah. Like they have that for other animals. Yeah. Like, they have for every animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do these at the county fairs.
It's insane. Barbaric.
When I was in the junior class, uh-huh. It was the largest junior class Kent County Youth Fair had ever seen. I think 170 kids. I took first place in rabbit showmanship. Kind of a big deal. I also cheated. Christy told me the answers to the questions they were going to ask. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they always quiz you.
But I had a perfect rabbit, and I got 100% on the showmanship. So, you know, whatever. I still would have placed top 10.
perfect rabbit?
Its name was Joey. It was a Jersey Woolley.
One year I came, I got in second place. I was so mad because he had me in the front line for the whole time. And then I looked away and you're supposed to keep eye contact with the judge.
Yeah, that was a big thing. My judge came up after me and he said, I picked you because you never stopped looking at me.
And you gotta keep smiling the whole time too,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And that your face I muscles smile. Go numb no, after 40 minutes. You're just standing there with a weird look on your face. You can't even fucking
showing
smile.
He caught me looking away one time and
can't
fucking I got pushed
Lose
back.
Focus, bro.
Place. I know.
Focus.
Crazy Stoner says that a chicken and rabbit story is true. Please stop telling it.
No, thank you. Thank you.
It's not even about chickens and rabbits. It's about a haunted house.
No, why did you bring up the fucking chicken and rabbit?
I'm giving context.
Okay, get to the haunted house.
So, Christy, this is where I was. Christy dropped us off, and she said, call me when you guys are ready to leave, because we're going to explore for a while. Houses in Michigan are three stories. So we go in. The minute we walk in, I was holding the flashlight. The minute we walk in, the flashlight cuts off.
Okay.
And it's dark. And we're all like, oh, this is kind of funny that the flashlight, the one just bought, is broken. Very funny coincidence, right? So you hit it a couple times, got it back on. We walk in. And obviously there's like noises, creaking. Sounds like people are crying or whatever. Babies are crying. And then the noises get to a point where we're like, okay, fuck this, we're all leaving. This is a bad idea. This place is definitely haunted. So we go to call Christy, and none of our phones have service. They had service as we were walking in, mm-hmm. inside the house. None
How
of us
long
have
ago
service.
Was this?
2000, probably like 7 or 8. Or 6?
All right. It just seems so weird that you had cell phones like that. Go ahead.
Again, he's younger than you. Okay.
Yeah. So we run outside and we get service and we call her. We say, hey, come pick us up. Fuck this. We're not going to do this. And she pulls up and we get in the car and her car dies. Uh-huh. The engine shuts off. And we're like, all right, stop fucking with us. And she goes, no, I genuinely can't turn the car on. At that point, we're all freaked out. Me and my friend Zach, we get out of the car. We just start running down the
what
street.
Kind of car
it's like a dirt
this?
Road. I think like a Jimmy. You remember GMC Jimmys?
Yeah.
Like a truck, SUV. It's green. And we had a
sharp
lot of
answer, honestly. Sharp. That was fucking great.
That's the way you answer when they ask you for a car. Like, that's the, yeah.
Yeah. Not, I don't remember.
I don't know.
What
Chevy.
Cars are.
Move on, bitch. Chevy.
And then they, she got the car started, came and picked us up down the road. And then, like, 3 weeks later, the house burned to the ground.
Uh-huh.
So that's it.
Okay. Well, we're just going to move right on to previous story. Because that was a very distinct and well-colored in story.
And totally fucking true story.
Okay, preacher, your turn.
All right. I used to live in a place called Job Corps. Well, I don't know if y'all know what Job Corps is. That's where I was at. And it's like a thing where kids go when they're trying to get their life back on track.
Uh-huh.
And how would you fucked up?
I didn't, but I just...
Speeding a lot.
I was speeding a whole lot. No, my mom, I don't think she realized what it was when she put me
in. I think
in
my
it.
Brother did that, and they did firefighting or something like that. That was one of the skills they learned.
Yeah, it's like firefighting. It's like cooking, security, carpentry. So,
is that where you started to get your muscles?
I did carpentry, I guess. I don't know.
like Jesus. Jesus did the...
Yeah, he did carpentry. So I wasn't
that's
like...
That's how you got your crucifixion bod.
I wasn't...
Back off, Jessica, okay? Back off.
It's a crucifixion bod.
If you're going to talk like that, you should have fucking combed your hair. That's all I'm saying. You can't comb your hair. You can't fucking hit on our guests. Please continue, preacher.
So it was just for people that, like, they, like, I mean, when I was in school, I used to sell candy, and then, like, they sold, like, cocaine. So it wasn't, like, I shouldn't have been there. But I was there, and I was for carpentry. And I wasn't, like, super cool. I couldn't relate to, like, a lot of the people there. So, like, the person I was closest to, this guy messed up. He was kind of slow. He was in there for I think it's culinary this week. Yeah.
Is this the Forrest Gump of...
And, he was in there for what? He was kind of slow. He was the sweetest dude. Like, he was
what
super
was he
nice.
In there for, you said?
For culinary. Yeah, culinary.
Okay.
That's a crime?
No.
That's what he was learning.
That's what he studied. Yeah, that's a
skill. And, if you don't do it right, yeah, it's a crime.
It's a big crime.
And, one time he was closing up, like, he closed up the kitchen or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they trust him to do that. They would switch, you know, same with like security and stuff. And I asked if I could, you know, make something real quick. And he was like, it's totally down. You can do it. And I decided to make some fries. And I seen my mom make them at all, you know, a bunch of times. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, I know how to do it. You just get the oil to boil.
Uh-huh.
Then you throw the fries. You throw the potatoes.
Boom.
In. Right, yeah. And so I remember while he was cleaning up, I was just cooking the fries. I put the oils in a pot.
You
got the
oil
skillet
to boil?
I know. Well, I didn't know at the time because I was 16. So I put it on high, and I remember I kept coming back to the oil, and I was like,
boiling.
Yeah, I was like, it's not boiling. So weird. I was not boiling. I'll just come back. And then I came back, and then... it was on fire. So, like, the middle of it was on fire. And I was like, oh, snap. I should probably get some water. I know now. And so I try to pour some water on it to put out the fire that was inside a skillet. And I was trying to freaking out. I poured it on the in the skillet, and then, like, a fireball just hit the ceiling.
Wow.
And it was, like, a giant, like, burnt mark on the ceiling.
With the face of Jesus.
Yeah, he was on there. And,
you're lucky you didn't burn yourself.
Yeah, so there was like, it was like almost a hole. It was just a black, you know, whatever. And it was super noticeable. And I just kind of left. So.
That's your story?
Yeah.
That's your story.
Then I blamed it on the guy that
you
was not.
You blamed it on
I didn't blame nothing, but I didn't say anything.
On the slow guy?
So, yeah.
I didn't say anything.
So, yeah. Everyone,
I didn't blame him.
Obviously, everyone show up and is like,
but
yeah.
I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
So, I'm, whatever.
So they never came back to you and were like, hey, so-and-so told us that you were cooking in here last night.
And then I was like, I wasn't.
You said that?
I was 16.
Yeah.
But the slow guy?
I know.
Really? Slow guy?
And everyone's going to forgive him because he's slow. So, like.
Yeah.
You would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, I would have gotten in trouble.
And I bet he knew his way around the kitchen more than you did.
Right? Exactly. And
Austin, what do people say? Anybody?
They're trying to fill me in. I'm trying to keep up with the story here. So, did you burn the whole house down, preacher?
Just put a hole in the cement. Not a hole, but like a
just
black,
a hole.
Just like a black.
Was this in Florida?
Boyd.
No, this was in Bristol, Tennessee, the Tri-Cities.
Interesting.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
It sounds like it's such a realistic story.
I mean, it's a really realistic story.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's a real realistic story.
He can also just take like, oh, what is a lesson I learned as a kid?
Right.
Like how to deal with grease fires.
I think it feels like there's not much to, there's not many questions because that just sounds like a pretty real story.
Yeah, but they teach you that stuff in school.
To give you an idea online, Mark Melvin's just going, Jesus, those muscles, and then has like a heart face. So I think that's where we're all at right now.
Yeah, just that big mic in our faces. Here's the thing. He had a lot of, in comparison to how normal that story just sounded, he struggled through the first one. He seemed to, I don't think he likes
yeah,
to lie.
I think he was pretty over, he was nervous about telling stories.
Yeah, but how much, I know that was his second one, so he's at least a little warmed up now, but he seemed hesitant all the way through the first one, and that one just sounded like his day yesterday, you know?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, but, I don't know, but also, Matt had just told a story about a fire. You know what I mean? And then
I just thought of it.
Well, I don't think he just thought of it.
Preacher, the guy that called somebody to help him think of a lie, just
well,
thought of that story.
Well, thanks to our good friend Kyle Anderson, who's here in the booth.
Yes.
He pointed out that Preacher made a phone call right before.
To his mom?
To my brother. But
to somebody, and it seemingly was to corroborate a story or to see if he was allowed to say
with
a lie.
First off,
so,
are you allowed to say that?
We're not allowed to Google, but we're allowed to use information that happened in the basement.
But
of the
studio,
so.
I called my brother. I was like, I can't think of a lie, so I need your help. So, and he didn't help me. He just kept giving, he's like, tell stories that I did. And I'm like, well, no.
That's not how it works.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Well, I didn't,
So let's have Austin do a very quick recap. Austin, very quick.
All right. Here we go.
And let's start with Fabrizio.
Fabrizio, all right. Story one, he had a South American TV show called The Comedy Club, copyright. One day he gets a private birthday party gig through the show, so he packs up his comedy buddies in a van. They travel to the low-income part of town and do the show for some teenage drug dealers. And then got paid in cash for the corporate cartel gig and dipped out of there.
It wasn't a big house, but it was in a low-budget part of town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Story
That's
two.
Accurate. What is That's accurate.
Okay.
Any other question?
All right. No.
Story two. He was with a friend hanging out when they see an unnamed famous person known for her lead role in the series Hannah Montana in the...
That's not what I said. I want to be very clear and go on record with this. It's Wiley Myers, the name of this person.
Yeah, so he went to the bathroom with her, and they did not poop, but did some high-end cocaine together, and so he felt obligated to do it for his homeland and did so with Wiley Cyrus Myers.
All right, well, that is a little bit tricky. I just can't believe that you would have been in show business that long and have never seen cocaine, number one. Number two, like, how did you get in a room with Wiley Myers? Like, how did... You know, I know you said your friend took you to the party, but... and I can't believe it. Even if you were all coked up, that you would walk from Alphabet City to Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, that's what you think. I mean, I'm not here to influence your point of view.
You know? How long a walk is that?
It's not like a crazy long walk. What time of year was it?
What time of year?
Yeah, like was it summer, winter?
No, it was cold.
It was cold?
Yeah, it was cold.
And you're all coked up walking the Brooklyn Bridge?
But I was just also wearing a coat.
How many of you were in the bathroom?
Like five people.
And you were all in the women's room?
I think it was like known, like this bathroom, we say bathroom.
Oh, 5 years ago?
I don't know that they
Unisex
had none.
I can't remember, like, I don't remember that part, like, to be honest.
Do we say no? Yeah. Can we say if he's lying?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you're lying.
Second one's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That second one's a lie.
You, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's the vote on Fabrizio's story there, Austin?
Whose vote do you want? What do you
mean? Online, it seems like, let's see, Mark Melvin says Fabrizio first, true. And I think everybody was kind of on that consensus because we have another one here, first true. Oh, that's not touching. First true, first true. So I think everybody thinks that the first one is true for Fabrizio. I am leaning the same way.
And I'm going first true, second alive for Fabrizio.
I just don't think, because you're so scared of saying her name, you wouldn't even have brought that story. So that's how I think.
Yeah, actually, somebody said that online, Preacher.
That's,
that,
yeah, okay, that's yeah. a good way to think about it. But
oh, yeah, you get sued.
I can get... Well, for saying Miley trying
Cyrus
to,
doesn't
what?
when she doesn't.
I have to... What happened
gonna,
now?
Hold on, I'm going to vote...
What happened now?
We're voting.
I'm okay. going to vote that the first one's a lie.
Oh, so you think the second story's true?
Yeah.
Why?
Yo, she's doing that contrary shit, and it works out sometimes.
Yeah. I know. I almost want to...
The price is right. They do that, no? It's like
makes
they
me
go
rethink
for
my whole system.
Yeah. Well, also because if you're going to do coke, why not do it with Wiley Ryers?
Yeah.
Now we're talking this. Now we're talking ourselves the same language. Yeah.
Well, and you said that. And you said silly gay Smilus was there too, right?
No, he was kidding.
I thought you were. You said that.
What?
What an opportunity that would have been to do a silly gay.
A great picture.
I'm going to say that the Wiley Cyrus story is true too. Just to. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
But I mean,
you're really good.
You say that. Say that if you believe in it. Don't do it.
It's not about. No, sometimes you just gotta.
It's a strategy,
Felicia. You believe that fucking story?
How dare you confront me on my podcast?
You have to believe whatever you want to believe. So that's what.
Let's not forget that Jessica is not really in her element today. She almost didn't make the show. She's so ill. So we can't go with what she's saying, I don't think, you know?
This is like Hoodie Mello or like, this is like... Headband Jess is a whole different character. I don't know what to expect from you.
Look how they fucking attack you when you're down. Look how they do that.
We don't have a lot of chances to do this.
Shut up, Dilly Day and Willie Bay.
Hey, it's Silly Gay back here. Silly Gay Smile.
Okay. All right, I'll change my fucking answers. You pressured me. I'm going to say that the Miley Cyrus story is false and that the first story is true, but...
Fuck.
Are you sure?
All right, I'm the only one then.
I'm going to have a ton of guilt attached to that if it's fucked up.
I know.
Up
well, you sure? done did it
I
now.
Can take it. I can handle it.
Are you sure about
it? Matt, what do you think?
First one is true. Second one's false. First one. Lie.
Yeah. All right, word. I need to know now.
All right.
Okay. I'll put money on it.
So we're going now. Which one is the lie?
The lie is the first one. I know.
Fuck y'all, dude.
I know.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Michael.
I know.
You fucking piece of shit. Why do I feel I should never believe trans gingers?
You know, when you say it like that, it just sounds like I'm both.
You know what, Felicia? Next time, maybe go with your friend.
I know.
I love having that kind of shitty influence over you, though.
Fuck you.
That was
man.
Nice.
So, all right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Austin.
That was good.
Please read Matt's stories.
All right, story one for Matt. It was him and two other high school boys watching movies on a laptop or iPad at PCB, otherwise known as Panama City Beach, and they're drinking SoCo out of Gatorade bottles on the beach when they stumble across a brick of marijuana in one of them beach bushes. But they're good Christian boys, so they opted to not blaze the burning bush, but instead, I think, just ran away with it, and there was a drug dealer catching it. It's hard to hear back here. It's a lot going on in the control room. Story two, he was showing chickens or rabbits in 4-H, and his dad lived in the country where this haunted house was also living. Him and his friend Christy Bauer went to explore, and as soon as they get there, their flashlight dies, they hear babies crying, and their car dies, and then they burnt down the house or something and got out of there.
So if I remember correctly, when you said on that second story that you called your friend Christy to bring the car around, so your cell phones were working, did you have cell phones?
Yeah.
And they were working.
When they got
what
out
kind of cell phones
we had
were
to leave the house
I mean,
to in call.
2007, there were cell phones.
Yeah. And why did
the
you
huge Nokia.
Mine was one of those ones where you slide it up and then the numbers appear.
Yeah.
T9
yeah.
texting, remember that shit?
Okay. You had a ringback tone.
That makes sense.
Yeah, ringback tone. I couldn't afford one, but I always wanted one.
But why did she, why wasn't she parked in front of the house?
Because cops would drive by and bust people that were in the house. I mean, I don't know.
Tourist attraction.
Yeah, it was. Like, cops would, like, it was like a popular place for kids to go fuck around because it's a uh-huh. famous haunted house.
But they didn't have it boarded up or nothing.
No. I mean, there's boards on the window, but you can break it. Nobody lives there.
The house burned down itself? Like, just not no one? It was just like a...
I didn't see anyone get charged on the news.
Okay.
Did you just walk in the front door?
Yeah.
It was just open like that?
Yeah. I think you guys obviously think that that one's fake. Because you're not asking any of the questions about his first story.
Well, the first story is so full of shit, too. Like, the brick that you can't describe how big it is.
I did. I said it was like this big.
And when he ran, how did he hold the brick when he was running?
Like this or this? I wasn't really looking at him. That's a
difference. I mean, he wasn't comfortable, so half the way, like one way and then the other.
It's not like, hey, Justin, hold the brick this way while we run.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we're running and we're going desperate. Into places.
Yes. If he would have held it on his head, he would have remembered that.
Yeah, I mean, if he was running like this, I would have like, oh, he held it on his head. It was in his arm. That's how he held it.
Dude, I don't want to just get hit twice in a row with the same old fucking
trick. Oh, you shut
trick.
The fuck up. Anyways,
no.
Okay.
Hey, no, with the same trick of like, I'll make my first story sound pretty realistic, my second one outrageous, and then the first normal one will be the lie. I don't want to, this is going to happen to me again right here. That first one is wild. And it's like, especially with what he's talking about, coming into it a Christian, very naive.
So which one do you think?
I think that his first one's a lie.
Me too.
One's true.
Yeah, I think the first one is such a lie.
First one's a lie.
Yeah.
I think the second one is a lie.
No, because
but
the second one was
with
like,
your logic right now, you wouldn't have guessed right on your story.
I don't have logic. I'm just, you know, freestyling, whatever.
I didn't have a
strategy. The first one, it's like, I mean, the second one have like so much details about the show showing chickens and waffles. Like, what was it?
Chickens and waffles.
Chickens and waffles.
showing chickens and waffles that I think that, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, the second one, but you didn't really need to know that information. That's why I think it's a lie. Plus, you just walked in the front door.
Yeah.
If this was like a no.
I agree. And what is all that bullshit about the chickens getting to the ghost story?
It's context.
Country
stuff.
Just
want to brag about
these aren't my
yours.
Normal friends. These are my 4-H friends. We do wild shit together.
Can you believe
I also didn't live in Ada. I was in Ada every other weekend.
Okay. Kia believes that the first story is a lie. Because they said, or he or she said that they definitely smoked the entire brick.
No.
Yeah, what happened?
I didn't smoke until I was like 22.
To the brick? Oh, you gave it, you threw it back
we,
at
it
the
was,
guy?
We just left it in the mini golf course and took off. And the guy probably picked it up.
Crazy Stoner says first is a lie because if you would have smoked the weed, then you would have saw Jesus maybe, but you brought up Christ in your story so many other times.
That's why I didn't smoke because I'm a Christian.
Well,
how was it wrapped
there's nothing
up?
In the Bible about like smoking.
Yeah, but
well, it's illegal. And the Bible says to follow
you're
the
right.
rules.
No, you're illegal.
California. Got
it. Oh, Jesus. So how was it wrapped up, the brick?
It was in a plastic bag. I said that.
It was in a plastic bag?
No, but that's not a brick.
Like a big, like those freezer bags. You know what I mean?
It was in a freezer bag.
One of those.
It was in a Ziploc.
Something that resembled a Ziploc bag, yeah.
Something that resembled, yeah, I think that.
It was a clear plastic bag. Buried in the sand.
That's a toughie. What do you think, Preacher? You said...
Well, I think his first story was lying. But, yeah, first story was lying.
Same.
I got to pee, though.
I do, okay.
Yeah, I got to pee, too. I mean, I'm drinking this...
Yeah, that water, man. Got
I peed into the empty water bottle.
All right, I'm going to say the first story is true and the second story is a lie.
Okay.
Well, Leah's just
really
confused.
Yeah,
she said she can't wrap her head around any of Matt's stories because there's so many details
and
ins and outs.
Can you say both of them are lying? Because I feel
if
like
he does that, I'll be pissed. That will be
that
pissed.
Happened before
that
in this
be
show.
So
yeah, Brian Ruffin did that recently.
Who did that?
Oh, yes. Only if I said that.
Who did that? Who did
and
that?
If they're both true.
Who did that?
Brian Redman.
Several people.
Oh, that's so funny.
Redman didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
To be fair, they didn't notice he was confused. If I would have been here, I would have known he was confused.
The first time when we were first doing the podcast, a lot of people were doing that. And it's like, come on, people.
Two lies.
All right. So let's take the vote. Any votes that haven't been said? Austin?
No, I think everybody's pretty much first story is true for Matt, or first story is a lie for Matt. I think you guys are kind of on the opposite end,
okay.
You and Jessica.
All right, which story is the lie?
The lie is the first story.
I knew it! I'm sorry, because I felt bad, because I was like, nah, you got me.
So big thumbs up from the controller.
All right, cool.
Still mad at you, Michael Evans. Yeah.
You guys are 0-2.
I know.
No, I got my first one right, bitch.
I got the first one right. All right. So let's do Preacher story really quick because everyone has to pee.
Real quick, Mark Melvin just said, I finally found the stoners who stole my weed. I've got you now.
Yeah.
No, the story was a lie.
He hasn't got there yet. They're on a delay. Preacher's first story, he was speeding at some point in his first car that was like a Chevy or something he can remember. And he gets pulled over by the cops, and he hates white cops, but thankfully this particular one was black, and he got away. So no big deal. Second story, he was a kid and was left alone in his house, and he burned a hole in his mom's roof.
No, he was at
Job Corps. Sorry, a lot going on back here in the control room.
You had one fucking job, Austin.
Okay, so he's at Job Corps.
Go ahead, Don.
Oh, that's it. That's he burned a hole in the roof.
And he blamed it on the slow person at Job Corps who was in the culinary program. I'm going to say that the first story is a lie because I think I think your mom would still remember your birthday. I mean, honestly, I think she would still remember your birthday.
I didn't say she didn't remember it. She just
when is your birthday?
No, she'd remember. Like she'd give you a cheaty gift.
Yeah,
but she
remembers. She remembered.
I thought she deserved more.
What do you think?
When's your birthday?
I think that the second story is a lie. Because I think he just pulled that from, like, McGruff or something.
Wait.
You know,
wait.
Like, how to deal with grease fires.
Your birthday is March 14th?
Though? Yeah.
That's Pi Day.
I know.
I would forget, too. Pi Day is way more important.
Pi Day.
Yeah, I don't think you can go to Job Corps when you're 16. I thought that was something you did after you were 18.
No, you can, yeah. Okay. I mean, is it the right 16, time to do your life back in track?
How do you know? You're not from this country.
I read a lot. I like to read.
Okay. All right, I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to say that the Job Corps story is true.
Oh, okay.
Second one true, you mean?
Yeah.
All right, well, now we're together on this one. It better fucking work out.
All right. What
would you guys say?
I think
I think the first one it was not even a story. It was just like there was nothing in there.
Fuck, I'll go for it. I think the first one's true.
I think the second one
is
true.
You with me?
Uh-oh. Wait, hold up. How was the first one?
It was like a non-story. It was like a non-addict.
That's a big story.
Not really. It was
like
put in a car, in a cop car, and then let out.
You didn't like my story.
But I mean, that happened every day. It's not like that's not something you're going to remember. Another day in the park. You know, like, that's not a big deal. The second one.
Just give him the laugh he deserves, and let's get out of this one.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The look on your face is priceless for me. Anyway.
All right.
First story's a lie, I think.
I think the first story's a lie as well.
All right. Which story is the lie?
The second one.
Yo. What?
You need to pray right now.
First one, I couldn't think of like a fully made up lie. So that the boiling the oil and stuff happened when I was 18, but that was just at my mom's house. And then I was so I made some. I don't know.
So both are true in a way.
No, you're allowed to tell a partial
it's like
truth.
Yeah.
If there's a lie in it.
Yeah, it wasn't that job.
The memory works that way. Every memory is kind of a lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and he didn't blame it on a slow person.
I didn't.
I can't see Preacher doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I could see his mom just kind of like, here's a gift. You know, that's moms do that.
And you really didn't get kissed till you were 18?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mark says McGruff Jessica has a cool twisted way of viewing people's bullshit.
All right.
I think when you're on TV, you get kissed before.
Well, you guys have been awesome that play along with us every week. Thank you very much for joining us. And thank you very much. I love your comments. When you guys tell your jokes, they make me laugh so hard. And I want to just do a big shout out to our audience that watches live. Thank you guys here in the studio for coming and joining us today and sharing your stories. Some of them a little bit slower than others, but still, they were great stories. And I was tricked. Where can people follow you or find out what information that you would like them to know?
Oh,
do you have any gigs coming up?
At Fabrizio Cupano. You can see my gigs and everything. And Instagram and everything.
Okay. All right.
Fabrizio with a Z. Fabrizio.
Okay. And you, Preacher?
PreacherLawson.com or PreacherLawson on Instagram, Facebook, all that.
Wonderful. And you, Matt?
Instagram, Matt Daddy Lockwood. podcasts, shows, everything's on there.
Okay, great. What about you, Austin?
I'm at the Austin Walker. Real quick, congratulations, Melanie Martinez, 3-0 on this special 3 episode. So I don't know if that's ever been done before.
Wow.
I'm at the Austin Walker on everything. Real quick, guys, October 29th, the Liars Club at the Belly Room here at the World Famous Comedy Store. Billy Anderson, Brad Williams, Ryan Sickler, Corey and Chad, our crew, they're all coming down for this. So make sure you guys are here and in town. Wear a costume because it's that close to Halloween. And we're going to get crazy.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. And what about you, Michael?
Follow my Instagram, High Five Michael. I post promos and dates and shit like that all the time. Catch me around town somewhere.
All right, Kyle, why don't you stick your face in that camera? Kyle's going to start helping us out here and there. And go ahead.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Kyle Anderson Comedy. And I have a podcast, too, called Extremely Internet. Check it out.
All right, wonderful.
Jason Marino also wants to real quick extend his offer to bone you anytime he says love you on the YouTube chat. He's Felicia's biggest fan, so
just throwing that out there again.
Should have combed your hair, bitch.
Well, you can follow me at Felicia Michaels all across the board.
You don't want to say anything else to get you laid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, follow me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Remember to subscribe on YouTube. Is everybody done? And you have been lied to.
I'm not telling that one.
Does anybody believe you? You're the real liar. Please stand up.
What? She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.